Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Aaliyah in Sydney with your 9 a.m. Zlines. In local news, residents in a southern Queensland town of Texas are campaigning to build the community's first aged care facility after years of families being forced to live apart. The town of 800 people has no residential aged care despite having a median age of 53. The Texas Care Foundation, a board formed by community members, hopes to build a facility allowing elderly residents to remain in their hometown during their final years and aims to raise $750,000 over the next year to secure a 3.5-hectare property.
In more local news, the Labor Deputy Leader, Cameron Dick, stated the party's support for Greyhound racing only a day after MP called to ban the industry. On Saturday, Ipswich Representative Jennifer Howard attended a rally supporting a ban on greyhound racing, citing high numbers of dog deaths and injuries. She hoped the Labour Party would take a ban to the next election. Despite Howard's opposition towards the industry, Deputy Labour Leader Cameron Dick stated that the party would support greyhound racing.
In national news, Australians are bracing for more pain at the servos as the government's fuel excise cut comes to an end at midnight tonight. From tomorrow, an extra 16 cents will be added onto the wholesale per litre price of every fuel. Unleaded prices set to balloon to $2.20, while diesel moves to $2.60 per litre. RACQ principal economist Ian Jeffries cited the ongoing war in the Middle East as a major factor in fuel prices, saying, quote, if renewed tensions in the Middle East remain high, we could see these increased oil prices persist and ultimately push bowser prices up further, unquote. Though Jeffries encouraged motorists to fill up as soon as possible to avoid premiums, NRMA spokesperson Peter Hoary advises Australia to not resort to panic buying, which could potentially push demand and prices higher.
In more national news, for the first time in 20 years, a new brain cancer drug will be listed on the pharmaceutical benefit scheme. The new drug will be eligible for patients with IDH mutant astrocytoma and oligodendroglioma, which are rare brain tumors caused by genetic mutations and prompt abnormal cell growth. The Cure Brain Cancer Foundation estimated that at least 3,223 Australians were living with IDH mutant glioma in 2024. The listing will decrease costs from the current $28,000 for a 30-day supply to a standard PBS subscription charge of $770 to $25. Mark Butler, Health Minister, commented that the treatment options for the rare brain cancer offers precious time and less stress to families paying medical fees.
In international news, at least 5 people have been killed and 41 are missing after an Indonesian ferry caught fire while at sea. The ferry carrying 270 people was sailing from Indonesia's second largest city, Surabaya in East Java, to Makassar in South Sulawesi. Social media videos showed frightened passengers clustered on the ship's upper decks while others jumped into the sea. The search and rescue agency said 225 people have been rescued. Authorities will continue the search and rescue operation to save missing passengers.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the medium band. That's all for your 9 a.m. news. We'll be back with 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
All right, Zlines, thank you for those 9 o'clock bulletins. It's currently 9:04 on your Monday morning on the 3rd of August. My name is Nick. I'm going to be filling in for Jimmy. He's injured himself over the weekend, and so I'm going to be here until 10 o'clock playing a different mix of various